so funny how the universe works, how your intuition works, how your experience of life and people around you work. So I don't even know what day it was, maybe Monday. Monday, I came into GarageBand to record a podcast episode, and it was all around putting warnings and disclaimers on your content and feeling the need to, you know, let your audience know that you're going to be stepping into a new identity or a new way of being, or, you know, letting your, I'm going to let my spicy side out. And it was what I can now see as an invitation for me to look at where I was actually putting warnings and disclaimers on my own content. But on Monday, when I originally recorded this episode, it was because I had seen a few people in my audience leading with, you know, warning, this post is super spicy, or warning, letting my cheeky side out to play today. And it brought forward a problem, you know, me being a problem solver, a problem that a lot of people, a lot of clients in my world have. And this is that not trusting in our voice and not trusting in the impact that we're here to make. And so I recorded like one take, 10 minute, like super powerful episode on Monday. And then when I was done, I had this like, oh, it's not time to post it. I was like, okay. So I closed out of GarageBand and I went about my day. And then this morning I was listening to a song, and the song is Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez. And I started to get really reflective and really sappy and really emotional. That song for me is this like Lose You to Love Me. It's like the where we have to lose past identities and past behaviors and past ways of being in order to fully step into the self-acceptance and the self-ownership of who we are right now. And I was kind of overwhelmed in the moment by the emotion that was flooding me and the reflections and, you know, looking over the past year and my identity deconstruction and how my business looks so different now, and how I, you know, it took me a long time, took me a long time to release the shame or the pressure or the expectation that I had put on myself, that this new way of doing business was supposed to, you know, match the old way that I was doing my business. And really, you know, there's a whole other podcast episode coming and there's a whole other post coming around, you know, one of the big lessons of like, are we comparing ourselves? Like, are we not able to step into the full self-ownership of now because we're comparing to who we used to be? And maybe who we are right now externally, or, you know, based on like external metrics of success, doesn't look the same as we used to be. And so we make it mean that who we are right now isn't as good as who we used to be, and who we are right now isn't as good enough as we should be by this time. So stay tuned. There's a whole podcast episode coming on that. But it took me a long time to really sink into and acknowledge that that's what I was doing to myself. And this past year, letting go of human design, letting go of all of the offers, you know, my high ticket offers, letting go of so many programs, a vault of like, you know, 30 plus past programs and offers that just no longer felt aligned. It was like literally starting my self-expression business over from scratch. I didn't have, you know, a library of offers. I didn't have a library of content to pull from. I didn't have human design to lean on, to use as content, to use for offers. It was all coming from me now. It was all coming from my experience, my life, my knowledge of myself, my gifts, my innate strengths, and my voice, not what I was learning about in a textbook or a course or a certification. And so this song, Lose You to Love Me, it brought up all of these emotions. And I said to myself, like, oh my God, like, I wonder if I'm getting my period. you know, because the fact that I was feeling these, like there had to be a reason why. It couldn't just be the truth of my self-expression that it was eliciting all of these emotions. And so this post started coming through me, and I was originally going to start it like, you know, I must be getting my period because, and then in that moment, I realized I was disclaiming, I was warning my audience, I was protecting my ego in wanting to initially caption this post, you know, I must be starting my period. That must be why I'm emotional. That must be why I'm sappy. That must be why I'm reflective. That must be why. Rather than anchoring into the truth of my self-expression that no, there is so much vulnerability that wants to come through right now. And as uncomfortable as it feels in creating my post this way, I was disclaiming. I was putting a disclaimer on my content. I was putting a disclaimer on the truth of my self-expression. And so I wrote the post. You can head over to my IG at I am Carrie Russell, and you can see the post and you can read the vulnerability and you can see what that song elicited in me through that post. But now I know why. You know, after posting it, I sat down and I picked up my spicy romance and I was like, oh my gosh, like it literally hit me like a bolt of lightning. This is why I didn't post the original podcast episode. Because I needed to experience other ways in which we disclaim. It doesn't have to be as explicit as warning or a disclaimer or just so you know. Those disclaimers and those warnings, those subtle ways in which our ego surfaces to protect ourselves, to protect our pride, to protect our identity, to protect our, you know, way of being. It can be so sneaky. And so now I know why the post needed, why I know why the podcast episode needed to pause. Now I know why I didn't post it on Monday. I needed to go through this process. I needed today. I needed this morning while I was doing my workout and listening to Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez in order to go deeper into this integrative state, this embodied self-leadership, this embodied personal power. And so I am going to share my original podcast episode after this clip because I do feel like the message is still so powerful. And I pose some questions for you to look at where you are disclaiming your self-expression, where you're disclaiming the truth of who you are. But now with a broader lens of looking at it, doesn't have to be so explicit about the warning or the disclaimer. There are other ways in which your ego is going to surface to protect you when you are showing up in the truth of your self-expression, in your content, in your life, in your brand, in your business. So I ask you again, where are you disclaiming? Where are you putting a warning? Where are you protecting? Where are you trying to apologize for the truth of your self-expression before you even express it? Where are you stifling? Where are you settling? Where are you bypassing? Where are you sugarcoating? Where are you not allowing the truth of your self-expression to be seen as is? Where are you trying to make it appear better, more powerful, more bold, more cheeky, more in your authority? Where are you not trusting the actual truth of your self-expression in the moment as it is in the moment? So take a listen. Go take a read, and we'll talk soon. If you feel the need to put a disclaimer or a warning or just so you know, I'm going to be spicy right now type of introduction whenever you are sharing your truth in your brand and your business, that's a big sign that there is more unlocking to do. There is more untaming and more unshaming to do in your self-expression, in your voice, in your message, what you want to be known for. Whenever I see someone online, you know, disclaim their posts or disclaim their stories, being like, feeling a little bit spicy or be forewarned, I'm spicy today. That to me usually signals that they aren't fully owning their truth. They aren't fully and completely embodied in the unapologetic self-ownership of who they are and what they're here to do and what they want to be known for. And I can speak to this from personal experience. I remember for so long when I was showing up on my stories, on Instagram, and even showing up in my live programs and my coaching calls with my clients, I would be like, I'm going to put the Tough Love Carrie hat on now. And I would like warn people and like, as a caution, I'm going to get spicy. I'm going to get clear. I'm going to get direct in my coaching. Because I didn't trust, A, that my people were able to handle what I was about to say to them. And B, I wasn't trusting myself to own the power and the potency that was flowing through me. And so I've seen this a few times on socials, and it just reiterates how important and how impactful this internal self-expression work is. And it's really not even about the expression of it. It's not even about like what you let people see. It's not even about what you share and expose in your brand and your business. It's the internal self-leadership. It's the internal personal power work that's really being signaled that needs to be worked on if you're feeling this way. And like I'm so not here to make you feel like you are doing anything bad or wrong. Everything is a reflection. Everything is an opportunity to grow and learn and heal and shift and evolve. And so if this conversation today is triggering you, or if you're like, fuck, that's me, or if it's like, damn it, I do that, then just like laugh at yourself. I want to bring levity to this conversation because I know how uncomfortable it can feel when we are fully and completely unleashing our voice in the world, when we are allowing the truth of our self-expression to be seen, and when we are allowing that unapologetic, uninhibited self-ownership to be front and center in our brands and our businesses. It like we can allow other people's triggers to trigger us, and then we feel the need to people please, and we feel the need to, you know, police our tone. Then we feel the need to peacekeep and filter and edit our words so that we don't piss other people off. And it's like we've kind of like become like this like bubble wrapped version of our brand where we're like, we want to impact and we want to activate, but we don't want to piss anybody off. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. And so if you are experiencing this conversation, if you're looking back on your posts and how you've been showing up online and in different spaces in your business, I want you to really look at like, why do I feel the need to put a disclaimer out, put a warning out before I speak my truth? Why do I feel the need to let people know that I'm gonna let this spicy, this cheeky, this, you know, in your face side of me out to play? Because when that was me, it was because I didn't trust all versions of myself. I thought that the spicy, the cheeky, the clear, the direct, the quote unquote tough love version of Carrie was going to be too much. It was going to repel people. It was going to push people out of my world. It was going to make people not like me and, you know, call me a bitch and not want to be in my world. But when I dropped the warning, when I stopped, you know, trying to soften the blow, what I found is that the people who actually wanted to hear the clear, direct truth found me. The more I let my voice, the more I let my tone, the more I let my vocabulary, the more I let the truth of my self-expression out to play in its most embodied and authentic way, the more I actually attract the people who are meant to receive my magic, my potency, my sex. Because by filtering our words to not piss people off, this isn't protecting us from repelling our people. What we're actually doing is attracting the wrong people, right? We're never actually repelling. We are always attracting. But it's who you're being and how you're expressing and how you're showing up and how you're leading yourself that's going to attract the people who are meant for you. So if you are softening your edges, if you are, you know, taming down your words to not piss people off, you're not actually not pissing people off. You're actually attracting the wrong people. And so when you can fully embody the truth of your self-expression, when you can fully say what it is that you want to say in the way that is most authentic to you, right? Like, I like to say the word fuck, right? But if I tried to edit that word out of my natural communication when I'm writing, when I'm recording these podcast episodes, it's not that I wouldn't be offending people. It's that I would be attracting the people who would be offended by the word fuck. And it's like, I'm not here for the people who would be offended by the word fuck. I'm here for the people who want to unleash their authentic expression, their authentic voice in their way. Does that mean that I only want to be attracting people who also say the word fuck? No, but I'm attracting the people who can feel the energy and feel the potency behind the word and not make the word mean anything about me and my expression and my capabilities and my value as a coach. So when you are sugarcoating, when you are disclaiming your spiciness, your cheekiness, your saltiness, whatever the fuck you want to call it, when you are warning people that you are going to be that way, you're basically saying, I don't trust you to receive my potency. I don't trust myself to own all of who I am and express it unapologetically. And we feel that, right? Like we know the cliche saying, like, vibes don't lie. We can feel it. So even though your words are softening the edges, even though your words are, you know, highly curated so that you're trying to attract the right people, what you're actually doing is you're attracting the wrong people. You're attracting the people who, once they actually get to experience you and know you, it's going to feel off. And misaligned doesn't mean bad, right? Misaligned doesn't mean bad. It just means misaligned. It just means not aligned. So if you are really wanting to step into your unapologetic self-expression to attract the aligned people, stop disclaiming your sex. Stop disclaiming the truth of your self-expression and just fucking own it. Just fucking own it. All right, beauties, there you have it. The original podcast episode that was recorded on Monday. And I hope you can now see how my reflection and experience from today and this morning and the power and potency from Monday really give a deeper, more broader picture over how your ego surfaces and how you are disclaiming and protecting and putting warnings on your self-expression. Now, the rest of this episode, I'm going to be giving you some more details on a new self-leadership and personal power offer that is launching right now in my brand and business. It is called The Steady Portal. So the remaining part of this podcast episode is giving you more details on to what exactly we're going to be covering inside of this portal and the differences between the internal self-expression and the external self-expression and how this portal will be beneficial to your business, even though we're not actually going to be talking about your business or about your branding. So keep listening. If you want more details, head to the show notes for the pre-sale link. And as always, share with me on socials if something I said today really activated or even triggered you. I would love to hear. I would love to celebrate your willingness and your courage for diving into this deeper work and for really looking at and honoring the truth of who you are in your self-expression. All right, beauties. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Now, being this convicted in your self-expression actually has nothing to do with the external expression of who you are. This is all the behind-the-scenes internal self-leadership, internal personal responsibility, internal radical honesty, internal personal power work that is actually required in order for you to be externally seen in the truth of your self-expression. It's about being steady in who you are and what you're here for. It's about being steady in your boundaries and your standards. It's about being steady in your leadership and not allowing other people's triggers to trigger you. It's about being steady and grounded and anchored in what you want to be known for, the legacy that you are leaving, the way in which you navigate all that comes with being a self-expressed woman in the world. The duality, the polarity, the multitude of emotions that you navigate all at once, the multitude of responsibilities, the multitude of hats and roles that you wear on any given daily basis. It's about being steady in the foundation of who you are behind the self-expression. And there's a new portal that is launching in April, and it's called Steady. If you haven't guessed, it is called Steady. And it is the self-leadership and the personal power behind the self-expression. We're not talking about branding. We're not talking about content. We're not talking about graphics. We're not talking about photo shoots. We're not talking about anything for the external self-expression. This is all about the internal personal power and self-leadership to be the individual who can hold her power and remain steady regardless of circumstance, regardless of what's going on around her. This is about paying attention to what we're making things mean, and more importantly, what we're making things mean about who we are and what we're here for and what we allow ourselves to rise into or to potentially bend and break for. This is about being steady in your conviction. This is about being steady in allowing yourself to grow and evolve and change your mind and contradict yourself. This is about being steady in how you navigate the challenges that come with being a mom, being a business owner, being a wife, being a daughter, being a corporate leader, being an entrepreneur. This is about the foundational self-leadership and personal power that is required to continue to express yourself externally in your life, your brand, and your business. So if you're interested in learning more about the Steady Portal, head to the show notes. There's a link there. We begin in April, and I can't wait to see you inside.